Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor Van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor Van Vieren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Van Vieren, and today's message is called Finding Your Place. So let's get into a word of prayer. Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, use me today, Lord, just to get this vital, vital message through to your people, Lord, that they can know the truth about the plans that you have for them. And Lord, lead them in discovering their plans. Show them exactly what to do. Father, we thank you for everything you have done for us in Christ Jesus. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, finding your place is the name of this message. And I think that a lot of people don't actually know that they have a place. Or you could even say it like this. Everyone has their own lane in life. And, you know, when we get born, yes, we have free will. Praise God for that. And even in the kingdom, we have free will. But then you also get God's will. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, God is the wisest being in the whole entire world. He was always the wisest. He's the wisest now, and he's always going to be the wisest. Now, do you know that God has, like I said, God has his own will, and God has his own plans for us? Now, everyone knows about their own plans. You go through life desiring certain careers, etc., etc., desiring certain people, and you want to get to the top your way. And we think, as a human race, we think we've got all this figured out. But guess what? There's a higher way. Now, yes, there are people that have been successful in their own ways. And then there are people that have been unsuccessful in their own ways. And, you know, if you're going to try and trust in your own ways, that can be costly because it is a gamble. And there's a lot of Christians that will proudly say that they don't gamble, but they are gambling with their life all the time. They gambled with the person that they married. They're gambling with the city they're staying in. They're gambling in their career. They're gambling in all these different areas. And they're not letting the good shepherd lead. And I spoke about this many times. You know, Jesus called himself the good shepherd. We are the sheep. We have to let Jesus lead us. You know, and life is full of massive, massive areas. You know, areas that can either make or break you. You know, your career is a gigantic area. You know, whether you go into business or whether you're rendering a service or whether you're working for a company, it is a gamble. You know, I'm just thinking for myself personally. I worked for a few different companies growing up. And to be honest with you, I wasted a lot of time at those companies. You know, the bosses got richer and richer and richer, but the staff members struggled and struggled and struggled. Now, you do get a lot of bad bosses out there, and you do get a lot of good bosses out there. But once again, if you're going to do things in your own strength, you are gambling. Some people do get it right from time to time. Some people do end up marrying like a very good person, you know, that treats them well and is loyal and faithful, etc. But you don't want life to be a gamble. It's not supposed to be a gamble when you have the good shepherd in your life. You know, I can understand the world trying to figure things out on their own, but we're not part of that world anymore. We are part of the kingdom. We don't have to try and figure things out in our own strength. We got the good shepherd. Now, I want to start off by reading Jeremiah 29, verse 11, and this is from the New International Version Bible. And you heard the scripture reference, you know exactly what scripture I'm about to quote, but this right here is my foundation scripture for this episode. Listen to this. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So do you see what the Lord said? He said, "For I know the plans I have for you." Now, yes, you got your own plans. I had my own plans. I had my own plans for years, you know. And then when I got born again, I started learning that, hey, this God that I now serve has plans for me. And I slowly started going in that direction. And I'm not there yet, but there's more things over time that I'm praying out that I am getting His direction and I am finding out His plans for my life and I am starting to go toward His plans. But you know what? Every Christian, once they get born again, they are supposed to be seeking His plans. You know, there's Christians that they're born again and they confess all day long, you know, they love Jesus, but nothing in their life reflects His wisdom. Nothing in their life reflects His plans. You know, they go through life fending for themselves. They marry who they want to marry. They go where they want to go. They do the career that they wanted. You know, we need to stand back and find out what God's plans are for us, because I'm going to be honest with you, God knows us better than we'll ever know ourselves. God knows our limits. He knows how far we can go. He knows what we grace to do, because He's the one that gave us that grace. Many times we don't even know what we grace to do. I'm just thinking of the certain minister when he was first called into ministry. He was naturally serving under his elder, and there was this room that was filled with sick people. And when I say sick, I'm talking about sick. You know, on death's door, sick. This room was full with sick people. And when you step into this room, you could smell death, you know. And the elder was there. He was going to be laying hands on the sick. And the elder turned to him, this certain minister, and told him to pray over this woman that had a stomach tumor. And he looked around the room. And man, there was just like death everywhere. And he ran out. He thought, no, he can't do this. You know, but God spoke to him because God knew his limits. God knew what he put in this man. And cut a long story short, he ended up obeying the Lord. And today he's got literally a worldwide ministry. And he has been a blessing to, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people. I wouldn't even be surprised if you can say a couple of million people over the years. I don't know. But he's got a monthly magazine that goes out all around the world. He gives away free content. He's got broadcasts, teachings, conventions. His ministry's got a church. He has been a blessing from God for years, for over 55 years, to be honest. And through the certain ministry, that's how I learned how to receive my healing. And I was obedient to the word that he preached, and I received healing for my eyes. So you can see God knows where we need to be. And if you really, 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 really want to be successful, finding out your calling is something that you're going to have to do. Now, when people hear calling, it comes across as very religious. And you get people that get scared off about that. And then you get those people that are quick to claim, "I already know what I'm called to do." How in the world can you know what you're called to do if you never prayed it out? And for those that are quick to say that they know what they're called to do without even praying it out, if this is the truth, then they should be producing results. I'm going to give you a quick example of this. I knew this man that he was really a people's person. He was really good with people. And he had a business. He had a small business. And this business was given to him. okay? And I'm honest with you, he struggled to run that business. He really struggled because he wasn't graced to be a business leader. He wasn't called to be a businessman, okay? He had another calling. I don't know what his calling was, but I do know this. He was very good with people, but not in business. And there are a lot of things that gave me that conclusion. So I'm honest with you, there's so much Christians that are doing their own thing and they are not getting success in their lives simply because they are out of place. You know, we each have our very own lane, and the only way you're going to get into your lane is if you spend time seeking this out with the Father. And something as big as your calling is going to take more than just a quick prayer. No. When it comes to praying out your calling, Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights in the desert fasting. And only when he came out of that time of fasting, he knew what to do, how to do it, when to do it. It takes time to download from heaven, like your calling. You know, when it comes to the calling, this is something you don't want to rush. You know, imagine just seeing a scripture or someone just speaking a quick word into your life and you go your whole life in that direction and nothing happens your whole life. And you end up being a loser your whole entire life. You can't blame God if you're not going places and you haven't prayed it out yet. God expects us to come to him and seek him. If you look through the Bible, you know, you're going to see that we are supposed to seek him. If we just get instant answers, there's no reason to seek. But the Bible talks about seeking. And, you know, people want these quick results, but it doesn't work. If Jesus had to spend 40 days and 40 nights fasting, guess what? You're going to have to spend time seeking. You know, the calling is, if I can say, a holy career. It is a holy career. It is something that God has graced you to do. Now, people might not understand this. You know, each human spirit, I'm going to use a bit of computer lingo just to help people understand. We have all been installed with certain software in our spirits. Okay, what does this mean? Some people have been installed with preacher software. Other people have been installed with banker software. Some people have been installed with business software, and you can go through your life picking your own career, but if you're not doing what you've been uploaded to do, you're never going to have success like you will doing your calling. Your calling is your lane, and the Lord showed me this. Your calling on earth is your home. That's where you're supposed to be. That's where you are going to just flourish. That's where you're going to have continuous success. Every year, you're just going to get better and better. Your life is going to get better. You're going to prosper more and more. You're going to affect more people, whatever it is. If you call to run a business, you are going to be prospering because you're going to be prospering your customers. If God calls you to run a business, I'm going to give you another example. Years ago, I worked at this restaurant and I had this manager. When I first started working there was a certain manager that was over me. And this man was just graced to manage. He was just graced. He could do it with his eyes closed. Everyone loved him. He took charge, okay? He didn't let the staff members goof off. He took charge. He didn't let customers throw their weight around. He knew how to handle the customers. Our shop never ran out of stock. He was on top of everything all the time. He just flowed like water. And I actually heard his story, very interesting. He worked for a supermarket before as a manager. Then this restaurant, the owner, got to know him and hired him as a manager there. Then eventually when he left our restaurant, he worked for another place as the manager. Wherever he went, he just prospered and prospered and prospered and prospered. And he met a lovely woman and he bought himself his first motorbike. And then he bought a nice car. Then he bought a bigger motorbike. And then they moved to Cape Town, I believe. And wherever he went, he would always be a manager because he flowed like water. Now the Lord told the following to a certain minister back in the day. He said, I have ministers that are selling shoes and there's shoe salesmen that's ministering. So what was the Lord saying? There are people, so many Christians that are outside their calling. It's like everyone wants to preach, but not everyone is called to preach. Everyone wants to be known as a prophet or an apostle or an evangelist, but their so-called ministry never gets far. You got to know your lane. You have to know your lane. You have to know it because you know what? When we step into our lane, That is a place of peace. That is a place of prosperity. That's the place where God can bring the right people into our lives. That's a place where we can affect people for the better. Abraham was handpicked by God. God didn't just pick any random person. He was handpicked. When Jesus came out of the desert, he handpicked his disciples. They were all called into ministry. Yes, even Judas. Even Judas. He was supposed to be there. Now, yes, you know, if a person is in their calling, they can fail. Just look at Adam and Eve. Look at Judas. You can fail in your calling if you don't follow instruction. It wasn't God's fault that mankind slipped. It was Adam and Eve. They're the ones that ate of that fruit, even though God said don't eat of the fruit. Just because, you know, you might find out your calling and do it, it doesn't mean, you know, you're going to be flawless. But what I'm saying is, if you can get into your calling and you can follow instruction, that is your home here on earth. That is where God needs you to be. You know, over the years, I've owned quite a few cars and took it to different workshops to have certain things done. And I'm honest with you, most of those workshops, those mechanics didn't know what they were doing. And at one stage, I thought, is there any good mechanic in Port Elizabeth? Because there's mechanics that are mechanicking, but they're not supposed to be there. They are not supposed to be there. My one friend took his car to this one mechanic workshop to have his front brakes done. And these guys put the brake pads on the wrong way and it messed up his rotors. How can you get that wrong? You know what I mean? So imagine if everyone was where they're supposed to be. I remember this one doctor that my sister used to use. I don't know why she used him for so long, but this guy did not know if he was coming or going. He was so useless. And then I went to a certain doctor that was in the center of his grace. I mean, he knew the symptoms. He knew how to recognize what the problem was. He knew what to do to get rid of the problem. He was good with people. He knew his medication. He knew what to do, okay? And yes, you know, in the medical industry, there's doctors and nurses that should not be there. In the car world, there's people that should not be mechanics. There's car companies that should not exist. So what am I saying? Everyone has a lane. And I'm going to read that scripture one more time to you. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." The only way you're going to know those plans is to seek the Lord on it. And like I said, it's not going to be a minute prayer. You're going to have to seek the Lord. The Bible uses the word seek. If the Bible uses the word seek, and it really does, it means you're going to have to search for that wisdom. Like the Bible says, wisdom was speaking and wisdom said, "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors." That sounds like he's been there for a while. You cannot get the wisdom of God in a single prayer. It's something you're going to have to receive by faith. It's something that you're going to have to seek God on. Don't be quick to say, "I know what my calling is," but you've never prayed it out. Because for those people that say those things, they are wasting God's time and they're wasting their own time. And 20 years from now, they're going to look back and say, "Wow, I really missed it." You know, you have to learn to seek. You have to learn to seek. But the seeking doesn't take forever. And once you've found out what you're called to do, you're going to step into the best time of your life. I truly hope this message blessed you. And I really, really hope that you see God on this, because God needs you to be at a certain place. And that's your place of prosperity. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about overall prosperity. I'm talking about success. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, We love you, and Jesus loves you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.